You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network. This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today, we are speaking with Neil Prem Kumar, founder and CEO of Forto Strong Coffee, a portable 2-ounce bottle of coffee made with organic and fair trade 100% Arabica coffee beans containing the natural energy of 2 regular cups of coffee. Neil, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks very much.
Hey, you're welcome. So tell us, what separates Forto from other energy drinks and caffeine products? And did you find any difficulty trying to separate Forto from other energy drinks or caffeine products already in the market?
No, it's a great question. You know, this is a really unique product. We're the first packaged espresso in the United States and really in the world. It took us about 2 years to develop the product. We had to figure out a way because, you know, when you brew coffee, if you ever leave out a pot of coffee for 6 hours, it kind of turns. It turns bad. And so we had to figure out a way to brew coffee and then lock in the freshness for 18 months to be on retailer store shelves. So what we did was create a product called Forto, which is a strong shot of coffee to go. And it, like you said, it's got about 2 cups of coffee in each portable 2-ounce handheld bottle.
And the packaging makes you want to just buy it and drink it right away. I'll tell you that right now on my first impression. How did you first get involved in the beverage space, and what first led you to discover branding and creating new beverages in the market? Was this a gift of yours, by the way?
You know, it's just been a passion of mine on brands my entire career. I had gone to undergrad at Georgetown, and when I was there, all my friends went into finance and Wall Street, and it just didn't appeal to me. I ended up working for a consumer packaged goods business in Chicago, and then I stayed in the industry for the last 15 years. While I was a few years back, my wife and I had twin girls, and while she was pregnant, she kept complaining of not being able to find any all-natural drink mixes, and so we started making all-natural drink mixes at home and giving it to her. And we launched that beverage product, and then a couple years later, as we were trying to keep up with the girls as they're growing, we ended up launching a wholesome energy shot.
Now, throughout the process, what have you found to be the most challenging as an entrepreneur entering into a competitive market like the beverage industry?
How much time do we have for this interview? you know, there's a lot of different challenges, I think, you know, jumping into a space like this. I guess the first is kind of the resolve of being with it, with the ups and the downs. I mean, a lot of entrepreneurs can relate to this. It's really a marathon with these types of businesses to start a company and to see it through. And I think what's sexy and exciting when a lot of entrepreneurs exit a business and there's a big multiple and there's a lot of money to be made, that's exciting. But for the few people that have that kind of success, there are many, many more folks who've really struggled and had to take 20 years to make it an overnight success. And so I think the first challenge is really kind of appreciating the need to stick through something, to really work, you know, your butt off to day in, day out, especially when it's hard. And for us in the retail world, when you're selling to retailers, I can't tell you the number of times when folks were like, well, this is just a terrible idea. I don't know. I'm not sure if it's going to work. And early on, you got to keep fighting through it. I'll give you a good example. Early on, we made our drink mix brand Stir, and I really thought it'd be a wonderful product to get on the Home Shopping Network to demonstrate on getting on TV. And so I cold called QVC and HSN maybe 6-7 months at a time. And I used everybody I'd gone to business school and met, and every contact I'd had in the industry, and literally nobody wanted to return my phone calls. They just didn't want to talk to us. A couple years ago, we were featured in the New York Times, and within 2 weeks, both QVC and HSN got back in touch with us and said, hey, we'd love to feature your product. We ended up choosing HSN, and we've been on there ever since as one of the top-selling food and beverage items. So it's a question, I think, to your question about, you know, what is challenging is it's about perseverance. I think that's kind of my first answer, is the ability to just take punishment and work out it day in, day out to push the product up the hill.
Good stuff. Today we're joined by Neil Premkumar, founder and CEO of Forto Strong Coffee, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Neil, what lessons learned from starting Stir Drinks have you applied to creating Forto?
It's as you kind of expand in our industry and food and beverage, and when you get into retail packaged goods, there's a lot of learnings that you can kind of achieve over time, right? For us, we actually had some great investors. It's kind of funny, in the beginning, the first investor, I put in some of our family savings into the business, and our first investor was my old boss at Nestle. He was my CEO of our group. And besides us, unless you knew me personally, you didn't invest in the business. And so as we start to expand, though, now that we've established a large presence and we're in 15,000 stores around the country, we've established kind of a standalone brand. And so learning how to raise capital from experienced folks has become a lot easier, and it was a big learning curve for us. But that's one of the things that I've applied as we've launched our second brand. I think the other thing is, and you know, a lot of the resources, whether it's vendors or partners, folks that you work with in packaged goods, they come to you as you've developed a name for yourself. And so a lot of the folks we work with now, it's taken us 4 or 5 years to develop the relationships where they really appreciate and they're willing to try us. And that could be retailers. I mean, some of the retailers where we do great business with, when we approach them with a new brand, they said, sure, we'll give it a shot, and we'll give it a shot faster than you could have gotten elsewhere, because we've seen your business before and we appreciate you guys can sell. Whether that's, you know, partners like the folks who do our art, our label design, our packaging, the folks who broker our products into some of the accounts that we're in, some of the talent that we've hired on our team, I think a lot of that becomes easier as you develop an experience in a specific industry. In my case, it happens to be packaged goods.
Seeing as you have made a name for yourself as a brand expert in the consumer world with brands such as Nestle, as well as an acclaimed entrepreneur, what advice would you give to one who is developing their own brand, and have you found there is a formula or pattern to becoming successful?
No, you know what I think it is for our space. I don't think there's a formula for being successful. You can see a ton of different brands that have had success. Some of them go direct to the consumer, which is very popular nowadays, especially with products that are easier to ship. Others of them go, you know, through the traditional retail environment, and they might, you know, go to the natural foods industry or go direct to mainstream, and maybe their first customer is Walmart, for example. I don't think there's necessarily a consistency of how they're approaching it. What I have seen is kind of a maniacal focus on building the brand. So being consistent with everything you're doing, and when you're building that brand, to have it stand for something that is cost-effectively worth it. I'll share the, you know, from personal experience, I used to have a marketing agency before I started this brand, and you know, one of the mistakes I made as a first-time entrepreneur 8 years ago was we burned through cash way too quickly, and we hired too many folks too fast. And it was a lesson that, you know, I had to lay off some people, and that is one of the toughest things I've ever had to do. It's a lot of fun hiring people, but it really is tough to have to let someone go, especially folks who are good and who work hard. And so one of the things that I've learned is if you're going to be a leader of a business, you know, the last conversation you want to have is that you mismanage the business. That's why someone else is losing their job. So for us, it's about managing costs. And I think as you build a brand cost effectively and get folks to try it, the product in our industry of food and beverage packaged goods has to taste amazing. It has to have a better for you or functional benefit that's a support to a consumer that they'll want to try you versus one of the millions of other huge brands out in the market that have existed for years. And so that, kind of focusing on the brands, managing your money and being able to lead your team kind of cost effectively, and then having a terrific product. I think those are kind of the three takeaways that I've had for our industry.
Well, Neil, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you today. Really super information for our listeners today. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Forto Strong Coffee and where they can purchase the product.
Yeah, please. If you go check out our website, it's fortostrongcoffee.com, F-O-R-T-O, strongcoffee, all one word, .com. And then our other brand, Stir, the leading all-natural water enhancer, is stirdrinks.com, S-T-U-R-D-R-I-N-K-S.com.
Well, easy enough. Well, Neil, thanks once again for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly look forward to a future conversation.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Neil Premkumar, founder and CEO of Forto Strong Coffee, a portable 2-ounce bottle of coffee made with organic and fair trade 100% Arabica coffee beans, containing the natural energy of 2 regular cups of coffee. And for more information, simply visit FortoStrongCoffee.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.